Australia's never had more billionaires. That's according to analysis from the anti-poverty organisation Oxfam. And it wants what it calls a fairer approach to taxing extreme wealth. But there are mixed views on whether it's a good idea to slap bigger taxes on the uber rich and what impact it'll have on the nation's prosperity. First, let's look at what Oxfam found. Australia has 178 billionaires, with the total wealth exceeding $686 billion. And that collective wealth increased by $25 billion in the past year. Those numbers are based on the Australian Financial Review's Rich List. Oxfam says the 20 richest Australians hold more wealth than the bottom 3 million households. Its chief executive, Jennifer Tierney, says the figures highlight the growing gap between Australia's wealthiest and ordinary people.
There's something fundamentally wrong, and we need to go even further in tax reform and pursue a wealth tax on the ultra-rich.
The Albanese government's trying to push big tax changes through the parliament to try and address intergenerational inequity. They include a crackdown on property tax breaks related to negative gearing and capital gains. Here's Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers.
If you look at the way that the tax system has interacted with the housing market, for example, it's been very generous to people who are already doing really well, less generous for people who are trying to establish themselves in the housing market. So that's one of the motivations for the changes that we're making.
Oxfam's welcome those measures, but it says they don't go far enough. And it argues the government needs to better tax extreme wealth so it can properly invest in things like affordable housing, the rising cost of healthcare, and action to prevent and mitigate climate change. But while this might sound good for wealth equality advocates, other groups aren't so sure. The think tank, the Centre for Independent Studies, argues an overly heavy tax system would encourage young Australian entrepreneurs to relocate to places with lower taxes, such as the US, Singapore, or New Zealand. And those entrepreneurs are the ones who help make Australia's economy more productive, while boosting national incomes and wages. But another think tank, the Australia Institute, says while working people pay taxes on the income they earn, billionaires and the super rich can often structure their wealth so that they disappear from the income tax system entirely, with little or no taxable income. It also warns about those with extreme wealth accumulating more power and influence, therefore threatening democracy. The other factor in all of this is that researchers point out that taxing the ultra-wealthy is difficult, especially if they don't receive much income directly, but keep their wealth in companies and other corporate structures. But do billionaires actually make Australia's economy more productive? Well, business groups say slashing taxes helps increase productivity. But some researchers point out many billionaires in Australia are making large sums from property and mining, rather than, say, innovative new enterprises. So the country could still be prosperous without them earning all that money.